If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heyman, you were due also.
10cc last week.
Yeah, things had went off the rails, and somehow, Heyman, you got things back on. It was almost like Dip helped him out, get the train.
Dave Dipple.
Back Dip. On the tracks.
It's like Dip.
Dip saved this thing.
Dave Dipple
saved this day.
Dip.
He got this.
Threw me with that one.
He got it back on. You go first, Steve.
Well, good God, Bill. This was a big part of our childhood, the Dwight Yoakam run. He had a great run.
About an eight-year run.
Yeah.
About 8 years
Streets
or so.
Streets of Bakersfield.
Yeah,
he had about five, six great hits, yeah.
So, Jake, he always would be in a cowboy hat, and then when he played, you know, the one foot always did this.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Always back and forth, just like this. And he stood at microphone A, and he sang.
I think that's what he did. Pulled his cowboy hat down pretty low.
He always really low.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I believe, I'll have to ask this to Heyman, I believe he dated at one time Sharon Stone.
Ooh, don't know that one.
I think
he had a good run, though, that way, too.
Yeah, I think things went very well for him in the romance department also.
Well, you can see why.
Dwight Yoakam, yes.
What a dude.
Dude.
Walk-up song. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
I would run in.
Yeah.
I would run in. I would tell somebody else, pay my cover, I'm heading in.
Yeah, you'd almost, like, wonder if this is real.
You would, right? If this is the walk-up song, like, you would... We're getting duped.
Is this really happening?
We're getting duped. There's just somebody playing it out the window and laughing at us because they think it's a walk-up song, and we go in, and it's not. It's a Barry Manilow.
Heyman nailed it. We got to get to Heyman so quickly. I'd say 9775.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's an incredible
song. Yeah, 966-421.
Yeah, Jake.
I'll go with the 8.6.
Oh.
This is good. That's good.
Yeah, 8.6.
Dwight Yoakam?
8.6.
Let's see. Rudy?
Score.
9.
7.
Oh, Rudy, that's very Texas-sounding.
Rudy's from San Antonio.
Rudy also told me today, I mentioned one more time, he goes, if Colt McCoy doesn't get hurt against Alabama, he's probably the best college quarterback to ever play.
He's back. He's doubled down.
Colt McCoy. I had to push back double hard.
Too many margaritas in San Antonio, Rudy.
We are now joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, high scores for you this morning. It was nice
recovery
from dreadlock highway fight by 10cc last week. La-di-da redemption today.
Yeah, finally, Rick.
Lottie Dye
Redemption.
Hey,
redemption tour because you went off the rails.
Hey, hang on a minute.
What?
Hey, Dip. Hey, Dip. Is that okay?
Dipple. Dipple's there helping him out.
Funny. Got Dip back on the rails.
I had to call Dip on that one. You know, I'm sorry. And folks, that if you're just tuning in, here's what you've missed so far this morning. I'm sorry to interrupt this riveting NBA talk.
Hey, it was a good game, Rick,
to be fair. Riveting.
Mowing and edging.
Yes.
Row the boat.
Yep.
And the tush push.
That's right. You got it. It's a recap right
there. So you're dogging the whole show so far, Rick.
Come on, Rick.
What's row the boat?
Go back and check it out on the podcast. So, okay. Dwight Yoakam, what can I say? La-di-da. Oh. Man, talk about la-di-da. This guy. Are you kidding me? I'm late to the game, right? I used to I thought Dwight Yoakam was pretty good and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, when I moved down to La-di-da, I started listening to my Wild Willie. And I've heard probably 20 Dwight Yoakam songs since then. And I'm a huge fan. Huge, huge, huge. And Dip didn't even have to help me with this one. But I like a lot of his other songs better, but I figured you guys like this one better.
What songs do you like better?
Well, I don't even know the names of most of them, but They're different songs. Okay. So let's talk about it. Dwight Yoakam, what an interesting dude. Went to Ohio State. He grew up in Ohio. He dropped out after like one semester. That sounds familiar to some of us around here. I'm pointing the finger at me. I went to one semester of college.
Okay.
He decided he was going to become a country music guy and couldn't get it going. And he actually moved to Nashville. This is the anti-Nashville era. So back then, and I'm going to talk about this for a second, this is very interesting. So he went to Nashville. They didn't like him because back then Nashville was becoming way more glamorous and glitzy and all of that. So Dwight Yoakam was just a honky-tonk guy. And they were like, no, there's no place for you. You got to go play those bars at the airport, you know. So he moved to L.A. And in L.A., he met some guys. And there's something called the Bakersfield sound in country music. And it's very different from the Nashville sound. Mm. The Bakersfield sound was Buck Owens and Merle Haggard.
Okay.
And by the way, growing up, all I knew about Buck Owens was he was the dude on Hee Haw. Okay. But listening to his music now, it's ridiculously fantastic. Buck Owens is one of the most underrated country guys of all time.
Okay.
And the same with Merle Haggard. Okay. Merle, even though Merle kind of crossed between Nashville and Bakersfield, he's sort of in the middle. But he was that – it was the rebel sound. It was the anti-Nashville sound. You know, instead of being all syrupy and with the strings and the background vocals and all that, it wasn't like that. Hmm. So Bakersfield sound, if you listen to Kid Rock, for example, he talks a lot about Bakersfield sound. The Beatles referenced the Bakersfield sound. The Beatles did a Buck Owens song called Act Naturally. Have you ever heard that song?
I have not.
They're going to put me in the movies. They're going to make a big star out of me.
Yes. I have heard that song. I have heard that song.
That's Buck Owens.
Yes.
So Emmylou Harris, Graham Parsons, the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Eagles all were an extension of the Bakersfield sound, which you know, later on, then morphed into the California rock and roll sound, which back in those days was, of course, typified by the Eagles and many others of that era. So, but it started in Bakersfield. So Dwight Yoakam, to me, the guy is incredible. It helps that he was Don Imus's best friend. I used to watch him all the time on Imus. I loved him. I think he's hilarious. He's funny. He's tongue-in-cheek. A lot of his songs are very beautiful, but they have a little edge to them. That's what I like. There's just a little something there that isn't quite in your face, but you got to listen closely. So I love Dwight Yoakam. So with that in mind, stump the sippers and the coach.
Let's do it.
Whoever's first. Zip. Dwight Yoakam, who was here last year in Lincoln, by the way.
What was he doing?
At the Pinewood Bowl, and I didn't even go.
Did anyone stop at Lee's Chicken, I wonder, prior to that?
Should have.
Might have. L. Kant wrote a big article all about it. He's a huge fan.
Oh, cool.
I can't believe I missed it. I'm going to – that's your buddy.
Yes,
Zip. I can't believe that I missed it. He's still out playing, so I'm going to see him sometime.
Okay.
Dwight is also an excellent actor. Did you know that?
Yes,
Dwight Yoakam is. He's been in a lot of video movies, TV roles, but he made his bones in acting as the mean stepdaddy to a mentally deficient kid. What was the name of that movie?
I do know this movie. It was Billy Bob Thornton starred in the movie, and I will not be able to say the name of it. But Billy Bob was the main character, correct?
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, you wrecked my second question, but go ahead.
I don't know the name of the answer. Oh, I got. I'm on the verge of this. Like, is it like
five,
like sawdust or something like that?
I think it's sawdust.
Three.
They said sawdust.
Sawdust.
Sawdust. CZ Sling Blade.
Sling Blade. One word.
Sling Blade.
That's pretty good. They had sawdust. I'm going to give you partial credit.
That's not bad.
I'd give you some credit for that.
Thank you. And that was Billy Bob Thornton, right? Right.
Yes, it was. Okay. By the way, so I'm going to have to change this question. Billy Bob Thornton is in a current massive smash hit show. What's the name of that show?
Landman.
Landman is correct.
Brilliant.
Ooh. Okay.
And we can do a third question off of that. Who was Billy Bob Thornton married to, who had a vial of his blood around her neck?
Used to be married to Angelina Jolie.
Yes. That's it.
Okay, three diamond, two diamonds. All right.
Need more? Just keep bringing them up.
Bill's just on fire over here.
What do you want? Keep laying them up.
This is entertainment tonight.
No, Bill wants diamond.
Entertainment tonight. Hey, if you haven't seen Landman, my God, you better watch it because season two's coming. What a show. Unbelievable.
There's a plug.
Okay.
There's a plug.
And the general question is, the Grand Ole Opry is the country equivalent of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is Dwight Yoakam in the Grand Ole Opry?
100%.
I'm going yes.
Three CZs. Oh. No, he is not.
Shameful.
Shame on them.
They should be embarrassed for that. Yeah, it's bad.
Shameful.
So we went 2 for 4. Bill got his two right, and me and Sip did not. What's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Rick?
Well, folks, I got to tell you something. At Sauter Heyman Jewelers, we have 6 master jewelers. 6. Most stores have 0. They farm it out to some guy in Timbuktu. You want your jewelry sent to some guy in Timbuktu? Or would you rather have one of our hand-selected? I think our average jeweler has a history of about 20 years and more. We have some guys 30 years. So, you know, you don't cut your own hair. You don't do your own electrical work unless you're SIP. You got to hire somebody that knows what they're doing. We have those people. Trust is what we're about. So come on in. Let us check your jewelry for free. We'll clean it. We have these high-powered ultrasonic machines. They're like space age. We'll put your ring in there after we check it, make sure the stones are all tight. We're going to check that over. We're going to put it in there. We have a steam machine that blows everybody's mind every time we use it. It's so loud. It's crazy. You're going to get that ring back looking better than new, and we'll do it every time for free. They recommend 6 months. We say bring it in every day. We don't care. And you can bring jewelry from other jewelers, and we'll clean it and check it for free, too. Wow. If something's loose or out of whack, one of our jewelers is going to fix it for you. So the other thing you got to think about, guys, is when you buy a ring, you need to get insurance on it. We're going to give you a full documented appraisal on every single item. You got a lot of value and money going around on that little tiny thing on her finger there. You got to get insurance. Guys, I could tell you so many stories about people that didn't have insurance and lost their ring. Don't let that be you. We'll take care of you. Four generations, 120 years. Best of Lincoln, I don't know how many years, 40 plus. Breakers get 10% off. Watch the experts. You can come over to 12th and O and watch these guys. They're in there working on jewelry right now. Well, not right now, but at 10 o'clock this morning. Come over at 12th and O, watch them in action.
At the crack of 10 a.m. All right.
We'll do it.
Yes, the butt crack of 10 a.m.
Easy.
Check us out.
Yay.
Hey, tush push. Hey, you know what?
What?
We're on all the social media places. We got great videos. And SarterHeeman.com. Check us out there. Watch us for Father's Day. Can't wait to see you guys at Ruhlman's. I'll post more interesting, great things about the wonderful Dwight Yoakam on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
Rick, always good stuff.
Thanks
for
Rick.
Time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
It's Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, Guitars Cadillacs by Dwight Yoakam. When we come back, Mike Schaefer in for the full hour next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.